San Antonio city staff don't know how many short-term rentals or STRs there are. The website AirDNA scrapes the data from Airbnb's website and sells it to investors, banks like UBS, city tourism planners like in Los Angeles. AirDNA says more than 1,700 properties are active STRs in San Antonio. City officials estimate that only 200 properties, or less than 12% of those identified by AirDNA, are paying their hotel occupancy tax, or hot tax. From May to September 1, the state of Texas received $4.6 million in hot taxes from Airbnb. The platform collects the state tax on behalf of its hosts, but not city or county taxes. The city of San Antonio should have collected just shy of $490,000, according to the comptroller's data. The city didn't disclose how much they had received, but based on AirDNA data, it's possible the city's losing more than $100,000 each month. Rob Killen is a San Antonio land use lawyer. He sits on the city's task force trying to craft an ordinance for STRs. And he says he isn't surprised that some hosts aren't paying.
They don't understand that they have the same kind of obligation that a hotel or motel operator has to pay the tax, which goes to support promoting San Antonio and building up our tourism industry.
Mike Shannon is Director of Development Services at the City of San Antonio. He says he thinks getting an ordinance passed with a registry would help.
Where, you know, if you're a short-term rental, you have to register with us, just let us do our safety inspection. But certainly a part of that will be, you know, proof that you've paid your hot tax.
In a statement, Airbnb Southwest Public Policy Director Laura Spangen wrote, quote, "Airbnb is committed to helping our community pay its fair share of hotel and tourist taxes," end quote. Spangen points to Airbnb's collection of taxes for 300 local governments as an example. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.